With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump is not planning to extend a 90-day pause on tariffs on most nations beyond July 9th. He says his administration will notify countries the trade penalties will take effect unless there are deals with the U.S. During an interview with Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures, the president also said a group of investors will soon step forward in a couple of weeks to announce a plan to purchase TikTok. Well, President Trump says he's not sure if Congress will pass the tax break and spending cuts bill by his deadline of July 4th.
3A, a program.
It takes a long time for the Senate to read aloud a 940-page bill of tax cuts, spending cuts, and more deportation money. But that's what Democrats forced after Republicans voted late Saturday to press ahead with the package. Democrats are trying to delay the process. Republicans in the Senate and the House are trying to get the bill passed by President Donald Trump's July 4th deadline. Trump tells Fox News Sunday Morning Futures he's not sure if that'll happen.
I'd like to say yes, but the problem is if we're 2 days late or 5 days late, everybody says, oh, he had a tremendous failure, whatever it is, as long as we have it.
Donna Water, Washington.
Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the United States attack on Iran was devastating.
And when you put that in the larger context of what the Israelis did over the 2 weeks of rising line, what Trump is calling the 12-day war, I think the Iranian regime is reeling.
Russia launching its biggest aerial attack against Ukraine early Sunday morning. The escalating bombing campaign further dashing hopes for a breakthrough in efforts to end the three-year-old war. Ukraine's Air Force says the assault involved 500 weapons. This is SRN News. A new measure of persecution in India.
How bad is it getting? Well, according to the United Christian Forum, two believers are physically attacked for their faith on average every day. And that's just what's being reported in a country where the authorities are often just as hostile as the attackers. Radical Hindus are the problem. They have launched a campaign to either kill all Christians in India or drive them out. Attacks accelerated after a Hindu nationalist party came to power in 2014. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In 2024, the number of abortions in America grew as more women obtained abortion pills through telehealth. Latest We Count project for the Society of Family Planning finds one in four abortions carried out using medications prescribed by a provider who did not see the patient. That is up from one in 20 in the months before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Restoration underway on the remnant of an 18th century vessel found after 9/11, and it was buried beneath Manhattan.
Turns out it was a Revolutionary War-era boat, and it's now being painstakingly restored by a team led by Peter Fix with the Center for Maritime Archaeology and Conservation.
Our hypothesis is that it was built as a small gunboat. There were 13 of them that were actually built in the summer of 1775 in order to protect the Delaware River, Delaware Bay, and ultimately Philadelphia.
Once restored, the relic will live at the New York State Museum in Albany. I'm Julie Walker.
Flint, Michigan, still working on replacing lead pipes. There's now a federal mandate for communities to replace those lead pipes, so lessons from Flint's failures are seen as valuable nationwide. More details at srnnews.com.